WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. Good morning. My name is Sean. This is the Roots and Resurgence Rock and Roll Journey Show. And Rock and Roll Journey Show isn't part of the actual Roots and Resurgence, right? Hopefully exploring the past, present, and future of rock and roll right here from the comfort of my own radio station. Well, not my own radio station. It's WMFO. It's Tufts radio station. So anyways, what's better than a 10-minute decade? A 20-minute decade. Why? Why 20 minutes? Because it was the 1970s. So coming up at 6:30, we have the 20-minute, well, it's the 10-minute demo. It's the actual 10-minute decade is what I actually call it. But it's 20 minutes, right? And it'll be followed by brand new music from Lark and Poe. And now I'm going to stop talking. And this is U2.
Are you ready now? Black Betty, are you ready now? Bambalamp way down in Alabama. Bambalamp, she's shaking that thing. Bambalamp, she really makes me sing. Bambalamp, the world, that better, world, that better. Don't say the black better, don't say the black.
Yeah, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston, and worldwide online. That was your favorite neighbor, Billy Squire. He's from Wellesley, Massachusetts, so he's nearby. That was Everybody Wants You off of Billy Squire's 1982 release, Emotions in Motion. Wow, I just realized that that entire set, with the exception of the second song, was from the 1980s, so that's cool. So Billy Squire, Great White with 1987's Rock Me from Once Bitten, Larkin Poe with their version of Black Betty off the album Peach, which was 2017. And we started off with the mighty U2 with the song 40 off of their 1983 release, War. I'll never forget being watching the YouTube. I actually saw it. I didn't see it when it happened, but watching the YouTube clip for the first time of the 2005 47th Grammy Awards, and they were doing a tribute to Janis Joplin. Now, Melissa Etheridge had been going through chemo. She had breast cancer, and she was at the end, but it was a hard fight, apparently. And she walked on that stage, bald as anything, and rocked out, absolutely rocked the song Piece of My Heart, originally by Janis Joplin, and really changed the meaning. This is Melissa Etheridge's version of Piece of My Heart.
Break another little bit of my heart, darling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hammer.
it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned. In a couple of minutes, we got the 10-minute decade, which is what's better than a 10-minute decade? A 20-minute decade, because that's what the 1970s will do to you. So the 20-minute decade, 10-minute decade, is coming up at in just a couple of minutes. You just heard Letters to Cleo, Boston-based band. What was that, late 80s, early 90s? I don't even know. Before that, Radiohead with Street Spirit. Fade out. God, I love that song. And we opened, of course, the set with Melissa Etheridge's version of Peace of My Heart.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston, and worldwide online. This is Roots and Resurgence, celebrating and exploring the past, present, and future of rock and roll. And this is the 10-Minute Decade. The 1970s was a period of great creativity, experimentation, and innovation in rock and roll. Rock music began to diversify and evolve into subgenres like heavy metal, punk, new wave, and disco, leading to an explosion of new bands, new sounds, and new styles. The 1970s saw the emergence of new technologies like synthesizers and digital recording equipment, allowing musicians to create and experiment with brand new sounds. Arguably, the band to best take advantage of these new techniques is Pink Floyd. In 1973, the groundbreaking album, which conceptually explored the human condition, Dark Side of the Moon, was released, and is widely thought of as one of the greatest albums in the history of music, due in part to the innovative use of newly available technologies. Time is a glowing example of Pink Floyd at their finest.
the faithful to their knees, hear the softly spoken magic spell.
Regarded as one of the most important and influential albums in the history of heavy metal, Black Sabbath's self-titled debut was released in 1970. The song, Black Sabbath, is often cited as the first true heavy metal song, featuring a dark, ominous sound and lyrics dealing with themes like darkness, evil, and the occult.
Running 'cause they're scared.
Arguably, the greatest rock and roll band of all times is Led Zeppelin. Connoisseurs of the blues, the band reflected American music back to us, ornamented with their unique style, which still influences musicians today. The unnamed album, unofficially known as Led Zeppelin IV, was released in November of 1971 and became their biggest commercial success. And the song Stairway to Heaven is considered by many to be the greatest rock and roll song of all time.
Makes me wonder. stand alone, and the forest will echo with laughter.
To heaven. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, worldwide online. I want to say a special hello to Domestic Jenny, living in Hull. Nice to have you listening today. Yeah, so, for the 20-minute decade, 10-minute decade, I wasn't going to play Stairway to Heaven because it's notoriously and famously overplayed. However, just putting that whole thing together, I couldn't not play Stairway to Heaven. It just... what a song. What a masterful piece. No matter what you think. No matter how many times you've heard it, right? All right, so next up we have some brand new music from Larkin Poe. This is off the just released, hot off the press, I think it was this week or maybe last week, soundtrack for the movie Sweetwater. which now I'm going to see because, you know, there's two brand new Larkin Poe songs in it. They're my favorite bands. This is Right Place, Right Time. If I have some time after, maybe we'll get to the Beatles. And if not, so be it. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. Have a great 2 weeks. Have a great fortnight. We'll see you soon. Bye.
The darkest night brings a star of the morning. The star of the morning brings a brighter day. A brighter day whispers as a warning. Don't wish your darkest night away. Give thanks for every time I've been knocked down. Every time I've been knocked down. Tell me how to get back up. And getting back up hasn't made me stronger. Now I know I'm strong enough. Now I know I'm strong enough. You don't know it. You don't know. Until you're lost, you can't be found. I said.